Good morning, everybody. Welcome. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time now for a look at the news for a Wednesday. It's the 21st day of February for 2018. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for today. In the news this morning, local law enforcement and banking officials have reported a text scam that is using a local bank's phone number to scam victims. According to reports, the fraud involves a text message that appears to be from Umpqua Bank with a local phone number attached to call back. The text reads, "Umpqua Bank, please contact us at 209-247-0954. A number of callers have reported to KVGC that they've received this text. A call to the number prompts an automated message notifying the person that the account has been suspended. It instructs the caller to then enter their 16-digit access number, all in an attempt to steal personal information. Both Umpqua Bank and sheriff's officials are urging anyone who has fallen for this scam to contact the bank immediately. And if you receive one of these texts, to report it. Local law enforcement officials say when in doubt, contact a business directly to see if the request actually came from that business. Also, one key to remember is never give out your personal information over the phone, computer, through a text, or any other device.
Well, the Sutter Creek City Council approved a new master sewer plan, now moving toward an entirely different system to dispose of the city's wastewater. Meeting Tuesday night, the council voted to take a new course of action for the town's sewer system. Rather than relying on new development or joining with regional partners, the city now plans to construct its own tertiary treatment plant and dispose of its treated water into Sutter Creek itself. The decision effectively means the end of ARSA, a regional agreement that included Amador City and Martell. With the city of Ione already notifying ARSA, Ione will no longer take their treated water. Sutter Creek now has 4.5 years to complete construction on this new project. Reviewing the options presented in the master sewer plan, the council quickly formed a consensus on the new treatment plant, which the master plan showed to be the cheapest option. Now, how the city will pay for a new plant remains to be seen as they seek state and federal financing. One remaining wild card is the Gold Rush Ranch development. First approved by the city in 2010, the 1,300-home and golf course project would include a new treatment plant for the city. However, the project has not moved forward at all, and its development entitlements expire with the city in February of next year.
And the driver of a delivery van was injured yesterday. According to the CHP, the driver was operating a commercial delivery van on Sutter Creek Ione Road and had parcels to deliver to Vintage Road. For undetermined reasons, the driver stopped the delivery van on the south shoulder of the eastbound Sutter Creek Ione Road just west of Vintage Road. The driver exited the delivery van, and preliminary investigation suggests that she did so without putting the vehicle in gear or engaging the parking brake. At some point, when the woman was outside the vehicle, it began moving and one of the tires pinned her to the ground. When emergency personnel responded, the woman was in apparent cardiac arrest and they began to perform immediate CPR. Reach Air Ambulance responded to the collision scene and transported the driver to UC Davis Medical Center in critical condition.
Well, the Calaveras County Water District will shut down water service to a portion of Dunn Road in Rancho Calaveras today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. to install two new mainline water valves. About 22 customers expected to experience an interruption of water service during the construction. The district's construction crew will complete the work, which will allow the district to isolate future leaks to help reduce impacts to customers in the area. Even though CCWD crews will flush the system using hydrants to remove discolored water and air from the main lines, some may remain in customers' personal plumbing systems. It's important to remember, even if the water is discolored, it's completely safe to drink and poses no health risk. However, the district recommends customers avoid washing loads of laundry using bleach when experiencing discolored water. It can lead to clothing becoming stained. Now, if customers do experience discolored water and like to flush their systems themselves, they can turn on an outside faucet at the lowest point of the property, let it run till the water is clear. Questions can be directed to the CCWD Customer Service Department at 754-3543.
And plans are moving ahead with Pacific Gas and Electric Company's new electric time-of-use rate plan. Starting in April, approximately 150,000 residential electric customers across the service area will transition into this new rate plan to promote more effective energy usage and provide customers with additional rate plan options. Included in that total are 3,800 customers in our area. In Amador County, 1,200 customers will be included in the pilot program, mostly in Ione and Jackson, and in Calaveras County, 2,600 in the Arnold area. The plan offers lower-priced energy for 19 hours a day when renewable energy like solar power can be used, and higher rates during the peak hours of 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. According to a company spokesperson, Brandy Ehlers, that's what it's really designed for, to encourage folks to run dishwashers or do their laundry outside of those peak hours where everyone is trying to use energy.
And the Friends of the County Library holding book drives this Saturday, and again Saturday, March 31st from 10 to 2 at the Friends of the Amador County Library Book Storage Building on Summit Street here in Jackson. Now, in preparation for its semi-annual book sale the weekend of April 20th through 22nd, the Friends of the County Library accepting donations of gently read books and audiovisual materials in saleable good condition. For info, call 267-0855. No magazines, VHS, or cassette tapes, or damaged material. The Friends of the County Library is a 501c3 organization. All donations are tax deductible.
And again, a reminder for you, a winter weather advisory now in effect from 9 o'clock this evening through early Friday morning for the foothills and Sierras. Snow is expected as low as 1,500 to 2,000 feet. Total snow accumulations of anywhere from 3 to 6 inches with localized amounts of up to 10 inches expected. The heaviest storm activity is expected overnight tonight into early Thursday morning and again Thursday afternoon. Plan on slippery road conditions, including during the morning and afternoon commutes on Thursday. Be prepared for snow-covered roads and limited visibilities, and use caution while driving. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy, reporting.